We've made great progress in the world mechanically, materialistically, but our troubles have escalated until they're greater today than at any time in history, unless it was just before the flood. Jesus said, as it was in the time of the flood, so it would be now, and it is now. There's a gigantic missing dimension in education. Our accomplishments in the world are materialistic. The human mind can think materially. But our problems and our troubles are spiritual in nature, and our minds can't think spiritually. Spiritual things are so much foolishness to the average mind. The world will avoid religion or anything spiritual. It's only concerned with the physical, the material. The world is ignorant of the purpose of human life. The world is ignorant of the human potential, the incredible human potential. And the world knows nothing about it. They don't know why we're here. They don't know where we're going. They don't know how to get there. They don't know anything about it. They don't know where we're going, and they don't know the way. They have lost their way, and they're going the wrong way.
That was Herbert W. Armstrong back in the 1980s talking about the present evil world, a world that is in ignorance. Yes, even the world of religion, in ignorance of God's purpose and plan for mankind, in ignorance of the great mysteries he used to talk about, who and what is God. All of these mysteries are explained in the Holy Bible. But the Holy Bible, in many ways, is the greatest mystery of all. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to The Key of David. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Today, we're going to be spotlighting this wonderful book called The Incredible Human Potential. Herbert Armstrong wrote this back in 1978. And when he gave this to the members of the church and offered it on his program, The World Tomorrow, he got excited about the message of this book. It's one of Mr. Armstrong's most popular books, and we offer it without cost or obligation. We give it away free. The reason we even have it is because we fought for it in court for 6 years. 6 years of litigation, because following Herbert Armstrong's death, as many of you know, his successors, they wanted to blot out this message. They wanted to destroy this book. And we didn't want them to do that. We fought against them to prevent it. And in the end, we won. And we've got other materials that talk about that lawsuit, that litigation. And if I have time toward the end of the program, I'll come back to it. But right now, I just want to impress upon your mind the urgent need you have for this book, because it explains our purpose. It explains our incredible human potential. Right under the title here, it says, "This is the eye-opening story of the real gospel message of Jesus Christ, of how the missing dimension was withheld and the whole world deceived." You need to know, if the world is in ignorance, if the world has been deceived, as it says in Revelation 12:9, well, you need to know why. You need to know that there is a real spirit world. You need to know more about the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. But let me just bring it back now to the gospel that Jesus proclaimed, the gospel he preached. He came to this earth with a message. And it's talked about here in Mark 1 and many other places too, but we'll focus mainly on the first chapter of Mark's gospel. And please get your Bible and read along with me. Hopefully you have a King James version of the Bible, because modern translations, they've changed the message of Mark 1. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So here is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word gospel means good news. You can look into that in the Greek language. The good news of Jesus Christ. He was a newscaster. He came with a wonderful message, an uplifting message. The good news gospel. Now, as I say about those modern translations, many of them read the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Why would they change the word of to about? That's a big difference. The gospel of Christ is what he preached. It's the message that he gave, that he delivered, that he proclaimed. A gospel about Christ is about the messenger, the person of Christ. That, as I say, is, you find it in modern translations. And that's why so much of religion is deceived as well as this world. Just like Mr. Armstrong said there, Revelation 12:9, you can read that on your own time, where it says the whole world is deceived. Just look at the ministry of Jesus Christ. 3.5 years, and he worked with 12 students primarily. He did attract large crowds because of the miracles and so on, and also the message to some extent. But for the most part, he was teaching and explaining the truths of God, the revelations of God, to 12 students. And then Acts chapter 1 says that when the New Testament church started, there were only 120 people. And we know about what happened to Jesus Christ, how the world received that message. They didn't like it. They crucified him. And so many of those early disciples of Christ were also martyred. They were persecuted for proclaiming this gospel message. Notice it says in verse 11, this is still Mark 1, and there came a voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Now, you can read more about this titanic battle of the ages, as Herbert Armstrong called it, in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. The other gospel accounts get into that in some detail. But suffice it to say, I'll just quote from Incredible Human Potential, Jesus had qualified where the first Adam failed, to wrest world rule from Satan, to restore God's government to the earth, to establish the Spirit-born family of God, ruling in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ had qualified, and as soon as that happened, then he started proclaiming the good news message of the coming kingdom of God. That quote I gave to you, again, it comes right out of this book, which we offer without cost or obligation today. Just call our operators. You can go to our website. There's multiple ways that you can order this. You can get to the text of the book at our website, thetrumpet.com, straight away. If you want to begin your reading, we'd love for you to have a hard copy so that you can have it at your study desk and go through it and mark it up and leave it dog-eared from use, overuse. Well, you can't overuse it, but it is something that we have to really push ourselves to study, to dig into, so that we can understand the mysteries. Notice after this titanic battle and Jesus Christ qualifies to replace Satan on the throne of this earth, it says in verse 14, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel. Notice, Jesus did not come preaching about himself. He did not give a message about himself. He came proclaiming the kingdom of God, the soon coming kingdom of God. That's what the gospel was. That was the good news message. I'll read another verse, Luke 4 and verse 43. Jesus said, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, For therefore am I sent. God sent him to this earth to preach the message of the soon coming kingdom of God. He said, I must do this. And he says here in Mark 1 that the time was now fulfilled because the king had qualified. As I say, he went through that titanic battle of the ages, and it was Satan in the end who departed. And the angels administered unto Christ, or ministered unto him, and God gave him strength after that 40-day fast. The good news, if you look at modern translations for this verse, verse 14 in particular, the New International Version, for example, says, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. So they change the word of to about in verse 1, and then you get to verse 14 where it says the gospel of the kingdom of God, and in the case of the NIV translation, they just take out kingdom. They take out the word kingdom, which totally changes the meaning. It totally distorts the truth about the gospel. And that's the way that so many religious people want it to be, because they love this world. This world is coming to an end, and God's world is going to be set up and established on this earth in the form of the kingdom of God, headed up by Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, it says in the book of Revelation. And God has called the first fruits, the saints of God, in this age of the church. And it's a little flock. There's just a few. But he's called us to prepare to rule and to teach this earth, to teach mankind. This is another truth that it's a great mystery. And it's discussed, again, in this book, The Incredible Human Potential. Let me just play for you another clip from Herbert Armstrong. This is clip 2.
You know what gospel Jesus Christ preached? My friends, you hear a great deal today about a gospel about Christ. It's a gospel of man about Christ. And that's why we have so many different gospels being preached, because there are so many different kinds of men doing the preaching. Gospels exalting Christ, extolling Christ, telling how great he is. But Christ Jesus came to this earth, sent from God in heaven, bearing a message to man. And that was his gospel. And that is the gospel that he commissioned his church to go out and preach to the world. Wherever you find the true church of God, you find the church that is proclaiming that gospel. The very gospel Jesus brought. The very things he preached. And what did he preach? His gospel was called the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is the government of God. And it's the world-ruling kingdom, the world-ruling government that God is going to set up in just a few years, in our lifetime, in this 20th century, on this earth. The government that is going to rule the world. The government that is going to bring us peace. The government that is going to bring us the millennium. It's going to give us all happiness and prosperity and human joy. It's going to rid us of sickness and disease, of heartaches and headaches. Oh, what a wonderful time that's going to be.
It's the greatest message there is. It gives hope. If we dig in and study what Christ taught us about the true gospel, it's really expounded upon in this wonderful book, and you can see how excited Herbert Armstrong was about this message. Why don't we hear more about this coming from religion, coming from Christianity? Why do they talk about this world, this present world, as if it's a pretty good place? And you just need to accept Jesus into your heart, because the message he came with was one about him. It wasn't. He says in John 1 and verse 18 that he came to declare the Father. The Father is the head of the family. Precious truths of God. You can study them deeply if you're interested. If you want it, if you want answers. This is a quote again from Incredible Human Potential. It was the most monumental good news ever revealed by our Maker to mankind, why would men have wanted to reject it, hate it, put to death the messenger who brought it? Yes, why? The answer is that men were deceived. And all nations are deceived today. The purpose of this book is to reveal how men were deceived and to make plain what that good news really was and is. There he's giving you his SPS for the incredible human potential. The purpose of this book is to reveal how men were deceived and to make plain what that good news gospel message really was and is. It's an important message. In fact, it's the most important message because it's the message of Jesus Christ. And Satan wants to blot it out. Satan tried to blot it out following Mr. Armstrong's death in 1986. And Satan wants to blot it out of your mind. He wants to blot out the content in this book. And of course, in our age today, you're seeing articles about the end of reading, people just giving up on studying anything of value. Hosea 4:6 says that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You need this knowledge. And you need to put the prod on yourself to dig in to the truth, to learn it, to know it, to live it. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about the fight for the incredible human potential. But make sure you take the break here to call the operators, to go to the website, to go wherever you need to go to get to the truth of this message. We'll be right back.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. To request the free literature on today's program, visit keyofdavid.com.
I want to go back a little in history to a quote that Mr. Armstrong made on August 21st, 1978. And he wrote about his book that was coming out at that time, The Incredible Human Potential. And here's what he said. Jesus Christ inspired it. I feel that I was merely like a stenographer, typing it so it could be printed. Therefore, I may say freely and sincerely, I feel this book, The Incredible Human Potential, is the most important writing since the finishing of the Bible itself at the end of the first century when the Apostle John completed canonizing the Bible.
That's what Herbert Armstrong thought of The Incredible Human Potential. My father there in 2013 was reminding the audience of this book's importance. Of course, some of you know that 8 years later he released Mystery of the Ages, and he called that the most important book since the Bible. And so in many ways, Mystery of the Ages and The Incredible Human Potential, these are the two most important books that Mr. Armstrong wrote. And God wants for you to dig in and to understand the truth about our incredible human potential and how this world came to be deceived. Why this world is in ignorance when it comes to man's purpose, God's plan, the gospel of Christ, what he preached, the message he came with. This is what Mr. Armstrong wrote back in 1978. He said, "By far the most important book ever published by this church is scheduled to be ready for distribution at the coming Feast of Tabernacles. I will say this personally, not because I wrote it, but because Christ inspired it." He inspired it. I think that's the quote that my father was referencing there in that clip. He was like a stenographer. God was just pouring the message into his mind. And Mr. Armstrong was hard at work writing it down. And there were those, even at that time, there was a great rebellion going on in the Worldwide Church of God. There were those, even in the 1970s, that wanted to blot this message out. And then after Mr. Armstrong died in 1986, They started making all of these edits. They started downsizing all of these books by Herbert Armstrong. Here again, if you look at what modern translations do with Mark chapter 1, as I read to you earlier, you can see and know there's a spirit behind this, a spirit that wants to blot out the truth. But you see, we can see that or take that and use it as motivation. Well, if Satan the devil doesn't want me to have this book, if Satan doesn't want me to study this message, I better make sure I get a hold of it and study it, because it's what God wants. It removes all of the deception, and you can see the truth and back it up with the pages of the Bible. You can back it up with the Word of God. As Mr. Armstrong always said, don't take my word for it. Don't believe me. Open your Bible and see what the Bible has to say about these many mysteries. I'll play you one more clip. This is from 2020, also, my father, clip 4.
I can remember so vividly when Mr. Armstrong gave a Bible study series on the incredible human potential. And he gave a long series of that book. And I was, we'd have Bible study on Friday nights. And I had a very hard job at the time. And I was really tired by the time Friday night got there. And I thought, sometimes, you know, I'd really have to kind of drag myself to go to Bible study. And each Friday night, though, when he got into that series, I'd go and I'd kind of be dragging myself into the auditorium. And I tell you, as I walked back home and I'd walk in the dark, I was a married student and I lived about a mile from the campus. And I, after hearing those, every series of that Bible study, I would walk home in the dark, shaking my head and sometimes mumbling to myself how wonderful this was. I'd never heard anything like that. Not like the way Mr. Armstrong delivered it. And I mean to tell you, I was thrilled to be able to get that and happy to drag myself there no matter what, just to hear that series from Mr. Armstrong. Now, that was in 1977, and things were getting pretty bad at that time. I can't remember anything inspiring me like that did. There was just nothing like it at college that did. So I imagined, well, the ministers now, when they get this, man, they are going to be thrilled with this, and they're going to be talking to God's people, and they're going to be stirred and moved like they've never been moved before. But it didn't happen. It did not happen. Mr. Armstrong decided to write it into a book because the ministers wouldn't follow through and speak on that subject. This was 1977 and 1978, and they just weren't interested. Can you imagine that? I wonder if we have that first love kind of feeling or understanding of the incredible human potential. I tell you, brethren, that'll just knock you over. If you go through the whole thing in a series, it'll just make you feel like, man, you have just visited another world, another civilization. It's like you're walking around in it. It's so wonderful. Do you know when that book was printed? 1978, just before the work almost failed in 1979.
Pretty amazing, that history. Mr. Armstrong fought and fought for the truth and worked so hard to inspire God's people to receive the truth, to want the truth, to study the truth, to live the truth. And my father, as you heard there, he's one of the few that got the message. Mr. Armstrong talked often throughout the 80s about the brethren of God not getting it. They were losing their love for the truth. And now, with hindsight, we can look back and see it was just a total disaster, spiritually speaking. And those corrupt ministers went in there and started editing the incredible human potential. Who did they think they were to do that? And then eventually they discontinued it. And then they wanted to throw it away. And then some years later, 1996, my father decided to print the writings of Herbert Armstrong. And as I said earlier, we had to fight in court for 6 years, a multi-million dollar lawsuit to preserve and distribute these works. And we do it for free. There's no cost, no obligation. You can get a free copy of The Incredible Human Potential. You can also subscribe to our monthly news magazine based on the prophecies of God. Tomorrow's news today, as we so often say. You can get to this at our website, thetrumpet.com, but you can also order a free one-year subscription to The Trumpet. But as you do, be sure to order The Incredible Human Potential by Herbert W. Armstrong. That's all we have time for on today's show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next time.
All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. To request the free literature on today's program, visit keyofdavid.com.